David, my friend David Johnston. I'll talk about really a cool guy. David's been working with MAPPA for like 30 years. They've done thousands and thousands of shows, and always like the difficult ones. We'll just play musical chairs here.
Cool.
And yeah, I'm kicking you out.
Get out!
Get out! Get out! but no, you know, the one that I'm just so thrilled about, I want to go this Sunday, I know it'll be just a second, is Ahi Rap. And I'm going to let people know, you can sit over here, David. Ahi Rap is blowing people's minds, and I knew it would, because you know, number one, I'm a huge fan, not only of you, David, but I'm a huge fan of Bang Bang, Kathy Collins. And I had a wonderful talk with Francis as well just a couple weeks ago. But this is what people are saying about Ahi Rap, which is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday is matinee. We had a fabulous time, great script, amazing actors. This coming weekend for part two, cannot come fast enough. That was a couple weeks ago. We haven't laughed so much and so hard in a very, very long time. The other one is bravo and kudos to MAPPA, the actors and the crew, especially to the skillful and highly creative talents of director David Johnston. Yay!
I think I wrote that one.
I thought you might have. Who through the pandemic restrictions and many other challenges brought back the Ahi family to our Maui audiences. And it goes on. It's incredible, funny, touching, so delightful. I was totally impressed by everything. And then the one here, absolutely loved your show. You're getting rave reviews, David.
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, my gosh. I was talking with Kathy the other day, or as we call her now, Bang Bang, about the work that was involved and the money and the time involved in this. Because I really was after Kathy to try to take it to Las Vegas, you know. I thought, oh, my God, it'd be so cool as a Vegas show. She says, you don't know how much money we spent on that and how many people in the crew are behind it. And you don't know how many costumes and how many changes there are in this thing. And I didn't until she started telling me a little bit more about it, which kind of went, really? Oh, my gosh, it costs that much? Oh, my gosh, it was that many weeks in rehearsals? It was that much in crew? I mean, how many people do you have doing this three-person show? How many people?
There are about 10 people backstage behind the scenes for the three people who are on stage. So, yeah, it's a big, big crew. We joked about we should have filmed the backstage process during the show, because it's a piece of choreography to get everything done, to get the actors changed out of their clothes. They're like, each of them has like 16 costume changes, you know, for different characters. So it's huge. It's really big.
Yeah. And the thing that's so funny is because, you know, you have characters that are so hang loose.
There's Bang Bang. There's
Bang Bang. Bang Bang. Come on in, Bang Bang. Frank, Bang Bang and Francis and David. My gosh, this is epic here. We got the whole crew here. We're talking about the amount of work after you told me. Yeah, well, you know how to do a microphone. I don't have to know that. You've been behind the microphone so long.
I've seen these things before.
Yes. the fact that this really is kind of like a hang loose, chill, cool people, and you have this thing going 100 miles an hour backstage is kind of interesting.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That dichotomy is pretty amazing to watch them on stage, just, you know, three people max on stage at a time, and then turn around the set and everything and look behind there, and it's just, seven or eight people scurrying around to make costume changes, to set changes, prop changes, all of that going on. So
last time I talked to Bang Bang and last time I talked to Francis, it was just before it started. And what surprised you about the way it's evolved over the last couple of weeks of doing the shows? Because it's always a little different than the rehearsals when you have people in the audience.
Yeah.
What have you seen that's been interesting that happened when you got the audience in there?
The audience definitely is a different beast. I mean, it's a different character within the show because you're reacting to them. Reacting.
I get it. Reacting.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. I mean, I think initially, before it even gets on its feet, you... there's a mindset of just trying to get it to a point where you're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And that's the focus. And then once, I think there's a click that happens when when you're in the discovery of like, oh, I think I know what I'm doing here, where you actually just sort of let it all go and you start listening to all the things the director's been saying for weeks.
Not that we haven't.
Finally.
And you just
we heard yeah. you.
We heard the words, but once you actually start listening and just feeling it all, and
is that
and
when the magic
the story,
happens?
Yeah.
Is that the magic they talk about in theater?
Otherwise, you're just saying lines and not bumping into the furniture. But when you're actually engaged in the story, it really takes over.
And that's different than a movie. That's different than watching a thing. It's different than video.
It's like hearing live music at a concert. Yeah. You know, you
right.
feel it. It lands yeah. differently.
And for us on stage, having the audience, a live audience, yeah. makes such a difference, that the energy. And, and that's why, even though we've filmed it and it will be available on demand, if you can, you really should see it live, because it's a whole different beast.
Yeah. And
what I really
we're
like,
doing both on Saturday.
Yeah, it's the Ahi Marathon.
Yeah.
I
think that's going to be really fun, though. I think it's going to be really fun to get the whole story
yeah.
all in one.
Oh, I'm excited to be performing part one and then part two all in a row.
Yeah. It's not something that you see. You have the opportunity to be involved with, you know.
You do. What's interesting to me is we each have our own favorite portions, our favorite lines.
All right, what's
and
your favorite?
Every time, well, I'm not going to say. Because the thing is, each time we have a new audience, they have their own favorites.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm
they
really
let you know.
Surprised at
uh-huh.
what they laugh at that I didn't think they would. And vice versa. Sometimes things I think, you know, it just goes right by.
Just to riff on that for a second, too, I think that speaks to the territory that the script covers. You know, there's a story in this that everybody relates to. I see myself up there in that character
right.
or that character.
Right.
Or I know those people. I've experienced them, you know. So
exactly.
people have this opportunity to sort of reacquaint themselves with parts of their lives.
Yes. And regardless of how long you've lived here, whether you're born and raised or you're a relatively new resident, you will recognize people.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I was talking with Uluvehi Guerrero yesterday, and he and Pono came to see the Sunday matinee both weeks.
Oh, I love them.
And he just kept saying, oh, this part two was just what we needed. We needed to get out and laugh. And he says, and you know, every one of those people is in my life. I know every one of those characters.
Yeah. Which is exactly when you started this is what you wanted, Francis,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
this the whole journey began, that was mm-hmm. the idea, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it's, you know, I love how having been away and then coming back specifically for the reasons that it's just different here. I mean, family means something different, and
yeah, it's very deep.
Yeah, you don't have to be blood related. Things just moved. Things just are different here, like the way we interact in traffic. And like we went to the dump, my mom and I, because you know the first Saturday morning I actually got to sleep in. It was like, oh, this is a perfect day to go do stuff. So we went, and the girl at the little booth was so friendly, had a big plumeria in her hair, but she's the girl at the dump taking your money. But she's like telling my mom, oh, auntie, you know, you have all green stuff, so you can just bypass the line and go around. My mom's like, well, we have some metal back there too.
Oh, no, no.
You know, she's like, oh, okay, so then go over here and then go around. Okay, auntie. And I was like, where else do you get that except here?
Yeah, and with the flower in her
and the flower over there.
Well, and you know, that's another thing Ulu said. He said, as much as he laughed, what he really appreciated about the show was the message.
Yeah.
He said, you guys delivered this message that's so true and so important.
What is that?
To all of us. The power of ohana mm-hmm. and aloha, the aloha spirit.
Yeah, that we are
really
all connected.
Permeates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And family, you know, you've got your disagreements, but family is family. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to an amazing group of people. David Johnston with MAPPA has been directing thousands of shows, so many years, and this one could be, out of all the challenges you create for yourself, was this maybe one of the most challenging?
This was an incredible challenge.
Have you had enough challenges? You want something easy?
I have. Yeah, maybe it's time to retire.
Yeah. Maybe it's time to have a little easier. But David and, of course, Francis, who's one of the creators in the beginning back in 2005, was it?
When
was
the first? It was 2011. I believe the idea was or I think it was Greater the Christmas party of 2010.
Yes, yeah.
And then we worked on it through 11.
And of course, Kathy Bang Bang Dang Dang Collins. And what an amazing job of writing, creating, and making a vision come true amidst the most challenging time of all for anyone, let alone Broadway people. I mean, the story, of course, most of people know, but back in August, it was ready to go, it was ready to roll, and had to get canceled because of COVID. I mean, one person tested positive. The whole thing got canceled and then came around again and happened now. And there must have been some feeling when you finally got it to that stage on opening night of going, it's really real. Finally, we did it. Because you never know with things the way they are, right? If they're going to really happen or not. Did you worry about that, David?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah. We thought we'd be totally safe in this time period. Mm-hmm. But then, the emergence of the Omicron variant and then it was like, I mean, I spent days going, okay, if it's on a 3-month cycle, then we should be able to do this. And then I would have days where I'd go, maybe we should just postpone it again.
You really did have that? Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I had those, but the numbers
were sky high. We were seeing numbers like we'd never seen before.
Yeah.
But you, and I want to bring this up to people who might be afraid, you are following all the protocols to a T, and you're being so, so respectful and careful when people come to the theater that they really don't need to worry, right? Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. All through the process, we set a criteria for that safety and just taking care of each other, making sure that we can all get through this. But we did testing of everybody, the whole company, weekly testing for COVID.
Wow. Wow.
Every Monday we show up and we're on pins and needles until everybody's results are.
I mean, that's tension before you just.
It is.
Especially the one before opening night, right? That Monday before.
Yeah, I know. That was the one that's like, okay, what if one cast member?
Because
we couldn't replace any of the cast members. There's just
no way these parts are
sort of written for them, and they are
written by them and for them.
Yes. Yeah.
And by the way, people, you can go to MauiAcademy.org. Let's explain the tickets and how it works this weekend, and with everything the way it works, the way you've got it. This weekend is a special weekend. It's like a culmination weekend, and it's unlike the other two weekends, right?
Right. Just so people understand, it's two different shows. It's a two-part kind of series. So part one is on Friday, this Friday night. And then on Saturday, we're doing a marathon. Part one is a Saturday matinee, and part two, Saturday evening at 7:30. The matinee is at 3 on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we wrap up Ahi Rap with the second show again, part two. And that's at 3 o'clock also on Sunday.
Now, Kathy's told me that the afternoon matinee on Sunday is popular. And I said, I can totally understand that because, some of us, go to bed earlier, have things on Sunday night. Sunday night's a hard night.
Yeah.
So Saturday afternoon is kind of, for some people, I guess, the perfect time to go for some, right?
Right.
Oh, it is. It is. And I'm talking to more and more people who say, I'm going to come on Saturday and see it all in one day.
Oh, good luck.
And it is, you come to the matinee, then go and have some dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe some ahi. And then, and then come back for the show. And I have friends from Honolulu.
Coming in for this?
Yeah, they had bought tickets in August.
Oh, my.
And, you know what happened. And so they were delighted to find out about the Saturday marathon. So they don't have to fly back and forth 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. They're
coming for the Saturday.
I have friends doing Saturday's matinee for the first part, and then they're just going to do another matinee on Sunday.
Next day.
I could see that. And
the combinations are
yes.
And again, I want to remind people, this is special. This is the last weekend at this point. If it sells out or things, is there a possibility it might go on, or does anyone know that?
Right now we have no plans to extend it. So
there's a whole other show already prepped to come in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. But you did, I mean, it was a huge amount of work to videotape this thing, right? I mean, you made sure you got that done right. That's all done, right, the video?
We videotaped, yeah, we filmed it.
Yeah, but not edited.
But it's not edited. It's in the process of being edited now. And I think it's in about 3 weeks we'll probably release the first show.
At MauiAcademy.org, you'll be able to find that and see if you want to stream on demand or something, how that would work.
Yeah, it'll all the information will be there on the website.
Well, you know, in a way, that's really special to have that because, you know, how can you ever recreate this? It's such a huge amount of work, you know, and so much energy into it, you know, that to be able to have that is such a moment to capture. You know, I thought this would make a great miniseries on TV.
Totally agree with you. And that's what we've been talking about that, too. I've said from the beginning that this, it reminds me of a TV show, really. And it's like, so it's, I always compared it to, you know, All in the Family, when All in the Family first came out, and it was kind of a unique thing. And it was about these characters and this group of people, and you weren't really sure what the whole thing was, where it was all going to evolve to. But then you just fell in love with these characters, with this family, with their situations.
Flaws and all.
And that's part of the reason you fall in love with them. Yes. The flaws. And that's the way I feel about Ahi. When we brought it back, it was like, I wrote down a note to myself. It was like coming home to your family at Christmas time after being away a long time. That feeling of I'm so glad to be home, to be with these people who I love and have history with and even struggles with. But there's something about that feeling. So I love these characters.
Well,
I'm gonna miss them.
How do you do a rap for Ahi rap? I mean, it's like my God. It's like how do you end that beautiful energy of family, Ohana?
We've been joking. It's like, we call it the end, but we keep like, in the next one. We keep coming up with ideas, so.
Are you really thinking that, Francis?
Like those Hallmark specials. Ahi Christmas.
Valentine's
Day with the Ahi.
Thanksgiving.
In the way that, you know, social media platforms are now, you know, there's no telling if, you know, we had the ambition to come together for this one spot and do like a little holiday message for MAP with the app, with the iPhone. Yeah. There's no telling what the future's going to have. We're joking about the doing a cell block tango with the Ahi characters.
Oh, my.
So who knows?
Yeah.
And if there's anybody out there who wants to help produce this, you know, have an extra couple hundred thousand lying around, we'll be glad to bring it back.
Well, I mean, I did say Las Vegas, but I do think it would be great in Oahu as well. I mean, had you even considered taking it to one of the Hawaii Theater maybe or something?
I don't know. We mentioned it, but it's like it's just been enough to get it all.
We were talking about like a dinner theater doing a luau.
Yes, wouldn't it be so cool? Yeah. It would. You could do that at a hotel. Yeah. But I do want to talk about not only you take on the huge challenge of directing, but you have this strange passion for making it these sets that are unbelievably difficult to choreograph and where someone might have thought a show like this would be one set, which you could easily do just kind of one generic set, I would think,
you
on
could.
A show like this with three people, you know. Yeah. You decided to go all out with changing sets, right?
We did, We in our stock of sets and stuff, we had a turntable, and I said we've only used that for one show, and the intention was always to have it there to use for other productions.
Which show
and
was
I
that?
Said, it was for one of our summer productions with the kids, and it was Frozen.
Oh,
we used it in Frozen.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought, well, the multiple scenes in this, and we pulled that out and said, we'll do it this way because we can make the changes quickly. We can just keep it flowing. And that's the path we went down. So,
had you ever worked, Kathy, on a set that was spun around? Have you ever been on one of those turntables before? I know you've been on other turntables.
No. No, I've never worked with an actual turntable.
Yeah.
I've worked with sets that, you know, maybe just once or twice would rotate.
Yeah. But, pieces.
But this one is a it's a carousel.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great description.
It is fun. It's like the characters themselves.
It's great fun.
I mean, it changes as many times as the characters change their costumes.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting. My goal was to, my next show is going to have two or three turntables. I decided.
Oh, no. So. Well, not going to be doing that at
varying levels of height.
And we, you had asked the first, well, last time I was here, how many, with Kathleen, how many costume changes.
He went
I went
and
back and counted. We have 107 costume changes with the three of us. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's more than Elle Woods and Ava Perón put together.
That says a lot. Well, you play how many characters, Francis?
I play six.
And who are your characters' names? What are your characters' names?
I am the Tutu of the family, and then I play Tutu's daughter-in-law, Mommy, Mahealani, and then I play her son, Andin. And then I play my brother's ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
Min Jin.
And then I play her, Min's uncle.
That's
Chin.
A lot of characters.
And don't forget our token Englishman.
Oh, right. I play my own father-in-law.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Wow. Yeah. And Kathy, how many? I know Bang Bang. I don't know the rest. Who do you else? Who
well,
do
I
you
have
play?
Roland, Bang Bang, Mecha Dang Dang, who is not an Ahi, but he's definitely part of the extended family. So I play Andan's wife, Melinda, Auntie Chin, mm-hmm. who's married to Uncle. They're a delightful couple. I play Jody, who is actually Joseph
Puamana,
who is the gender illusionist. So that's fun, playing a man, playing a woman. And
you did get a haircut for this role.
I did. This is Roland's hair, but also Jody in some scenes. And then I get to play the villainess, Ilona Flavin, who is Daddy's old flame from high school and comes back determined to win him back.
So you
who have I left out?
Melinda.
Melinda.
Oh yeah, no, I said that. Yeah. Anden's wife.
Yeah.
So when you were getting involved in writing on this Ahi Rap 2, is your collaboration with the two of them, did you write characters that you added that you knew into that you knew you could play well?
No,
or how did that
it's,
work?
All the characters were introduced in the first and second shows, Lesser and Fresher. But then as we collaborated on the plot itself, little opportunities came up. So I have a couple of... I like to say I play eight characters, even though two of them don't have any lines or anything, but they are important to the storyline. It's difficult to talk about because I don't want to give any spoilers away.
Uh-huh.
did you talk about Jeanette?
Oh, that's who I was missing because I was counting, and I said, there's one more. And I play little Jeanette, who is Min's assistant at the beauty salon and totally in love with Jesse the stoner. Jeanette's one of my favorite characters because she kind of, elements of my childhood are evident in Jeanette.
It's phenomenal, too, when you play that role. You look like you're a teenager again up there. It's so fun.
I feel like one when I'm Jeanette.
You are, definitely.
You know, we only have 3 minutes, but I want to remind people, this is such an opportunity to see a show like no other. Mm-hmm. A show like no other that's ever been done on Maui with so much love, so much work, so much care involved in making this, you know. I mean, the amount of work is mind-blowing. I mean, I imagine no one ever added up the amount of hours of rehearsals and works. I mean, but you know, it's got to be good to know you're doing Maui proud. Don't you kind of feel a little bit of pride in this? Don't you, David, feel a little pride with being able to...
Incredibly proud
of pride. Yeah.
To do original piece with local playwrights, it's wonderful. It's what we should be doing in the theater, making sure that happens. And that's one of the initiatives with this show, is that we want to do more. MAPA wants to do more producing of local talent, because we're here to express the diversity of our community and to share the voices and the stories of our community. So I'm super proud of where we are with this show.
Well, you have a right to be, the work and what you did. I mean, you could have just said it, I'm coming back and I'm retiring and I'm sitting on the couch out front and I'm going to watch the sunset. But you took on this huge job, and I think everyone's really glad you did, David. I mean, we really respect you for that, really, truly respect what you've done.
Thank you. I love what we're doing. I love the possibilities of this island, and I believe so strongly in the power of theater to change our world. So
absolutely true. That's why we're here. Absolutely true. I didn't mention it was at the EO Theater. I should have mentioned that, but I'm mentioning it now. It's at the EO Theater, perfect place for it. Didn't it? I mean, it feels like a perfect place
because it has that local
feeling and the history.
Well, and it's, you know, their artistic director is Luana Whitford, who we grew up with. So she's running things now.
My first show on the island I did with Derek, one of the other playwrights, actors, Francis, and Luana Whitford.
Yeah. Wow, amazing.
And Kalani Whitford, who has a show opening this,
we're
all family here in the theater.
We are. And, but, you know, I know Miss Loudon, she's back on the mainland, but she's smiling on all of us. All of us were involved in the Baldwin Theater Guild. Although when I was there, it wasn't even called the Theater Guild yet. Back in the olden days.
She can watch it on that wonderful
and
streaming.
And she will. She will be watching it online. Yeah.
So it'll have a life that will continue. I'm so happy you were all able to come in. I am just thrilled by this. It's an amazing opportunity. MauiAcademy.org. Get your tickets. You won't want to miss it. I know Sunday's the Super Bowl. But you know what? There's some people that don't want to see the Super Bowl. There are
some people,
you'll have.
We'll definitely provide more laughs than the Super Bowl. Well, hopefully.
I just want to take one quick second to thank you for all your support, too.
You.
It's so fabulous
so
to have.
I am so happy to have that support because you know what? I love you guys. I mean, I really do. I love. And you know what? You know how important it is. I know how important it is. We just want everyone else to have that same love and passion by going out and getting a ticket and supporting this local show. It is one of a kind. It is amazing. It's funny. It'll make you feel good, you know, and it really is important to support your local theater.
Thank you.
Absolutely. MauiAcademy.org. You've got a lot of other things going. People can see it, Maui Academy. But then go on Facebook and see some pictures of Francis and other people, too, right?
Some great stories there, just little tidbits about stuff happening. So,
and that's
visit
Facebook,
us.
Maui Academy. Do they put that in? Facebook at Maui?
Yeah. It is Facebook.
I think our Facebook page is titled Maui Academy of Performing Arts.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so, so much, and a big, 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 huge mahalo to you. I love you, and everyone, you'll see them live this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Aloha.
Aloha.